I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I was thinking for our cold open today, I could sort of do a joke where I go like, oh, you know, blank her, I don't even know her. And I was thought I could do like my own unique spin on it by making it Mecca, I don't even know her. And that way I'm sort of like bringing my brand to the situation.
Oh God. Oh shit. Oh fuck. I'm so sorry. I'm about to just like crash and destroy you here.
Oh no.
I've already done that.
You've done that joke already?
I've done that joke already.
Shit, you're just too comedically smart for me to make this.
Look, first of all, get your material. Kid, like, okay, I get it. You're starting out young. This is new for you.
Yeah.
You can't be a pro like myself, yeah. Who's done it like... what episode are we up to now?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, like 20 times.
20 times, that sounds right.
I'm a pro comedian.
What kind of comedian are you? Like, are you like a shock comedian? Are you like one of those one that comes out and say a nasty word and everyone's like, yeah, that's like my South Park.
No, shock comedians are pussies.
That's awfully shock comedian of you.
I'm a fright comedian.
Huh?
I make you fear laughter. I make you too afraid to laugh. I don't want you to actually giggle unless you are in fear.
You
want to
make us uncomfortable.
I want to make you uncomfy laugh.
Really going for like the James Acaster vibe where you're like, I don't know what's happening right now and I'm enjoying it. No, sorry, not James Acaster. James Acaster's too nice. You're going for the Eric Andre vibe.
It's definitely Eric Andre vibe, but more.
That leads to people's deaths.
Shit. Wait, backpedal, backpedal.
Backpedal, backpedal. Time for death comedy. Woo!
Fuck, Eric Andre really just took it to its limits and then said anyone else who crosses this line is a fucking loser.
Honestly, what a hero he was.
I did this for you. I showed you where the boundary was. Mm. Now you can't cross it or else you're a disgusting human being.
Yeah, basically. Like, either that or you're willing to be killed by a bear. That's what happened. The only time Eric Andre... like refused to commit was either when he would get arrested, yeah, or get attacked by a bear.
Go off, I guess.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once more to Rateloid, an incredible endeavor to review and rank every Vocaloid. I'm Jonathan, and joining me today, as always, is the Curse Master himself, Harper.
Hello.
Harper.
Yeah.
As this is a Vocaloid podcast, yeah, we should stop talking about Eric Andre. And we should talk about anime.
What are you talking about? Eric Andre is the best anime. Much like Corey in the House.
I would watch a Eric Andre Vocaloid. No, sorry, anime. That would be incredible.
That would be surreal.
Yeah, it'd be good.
That'd be a surreal harem that forgets it's a harem and then suddenly it's about like existential crises and
Why is it a harem? Why is that your go-to?
Because that, in my opinion, is the most cursed form of anime.
Okay, no, that tracks. What I was going to ask though,
yeah,
is what have we been watching this week?
I caught up on what's been happening in the My Hero Acker world. My hair.
Mm-hmm. And how are you finding the good boy?
God, I love it so much.
It's a delightful show.
It's got the thing about it is like I'm finding a lot with these new like shonen animes that it, instead of it being like your protagonist, you know, he has so much talent and ability.
Yeah.
He's so special.
Yeah.
The new protagonist is just like, no, actually we suck. So we got to train twice as hard as everyone else.
100%. I mean, that was like kind of started with Naruto, right?
I think it started with Naruto.
Super powerful.
Yeah.
But. He's a shit lord. And also he has a demon fox inside of him.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. These fuckers don't have demon foxes inside of them. Naruto was born with an edge.
Deku just happens to break his bones a lot.
Naruto, Deku is literally the inverse of Naruto. He was born without the thing.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's
in a so world good. Where everyone has the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Demon Slayer was the other one.
Demon Slayer, yeah, no, I finished that a while ago. Good shit. We went and saw Premiere.
That's a good movie. Hey, that's a good-ass movie, and there's no possible heterosexual explanation for it.
God, it's so pretty. I love the colors. They're so bright and angry.
Studio Trigger is just incredible in their way to be like, it's only colors from now on. People who don't like colors are cowards, and I admire them for that, because they're right.
Yes, no, 100%. And their animation style, so choppy, yet yeah. so expressive.
Yeah. It's stylization over, like, beauty, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
They're not going for, this has to be, like, close to realistic or anything yeah. like that. It's them being like, no, this is our style. Stretchy boys.
You know what this is? This is fun. Like, you yeah. can watch that, and it just brings a smile to your face.
It's cartoony.
It's just toony fun.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I've been watching Gundam.
No shit.
I made you watch Gundam. I made you watch a really bad Gundam to like start watching on. So folks, I was like, oh man, I found a really good recording of Shao's counterattack. Like really high quality. I'm going to put that on the TV and Harper sits down and watch it with me. And Shao's counterattack is the ending of a trilogy of ideological warfare. It's not a good place to start Gundam.
I knew I'd be confused anyway, yeah. but like also just the editing for it made it all the more confusing.
Gundam is not good at editing or pacing.
Suddenly they were on Earth and not on Earth, and in a colony, they're not on a colony, no. and like...
And then the main character's tackling Shara for horse and screaming about ideology. Gundam also tells us that all revolutions are bad, which is a very interesting choice to make.
Yeah.
That was their moral of that story.
You know how, like, I said this to you when we were first talking about this, but you know how yeah. revolutions have never done anything for history ever?
Never.
Never?
Never.
They're pointless. Why yeah. do people do them?
If you wish to revolt against a fascist regime,
yeah.
you're in the wrong, says yep. Gundam.
Shocked me. Okay, because that's where I really got confused
yeah.
with your movie that you were showing me. Because the way you had talked about Gundam, it was like, you know, Gundam's like anti-war. Gundam's like anti-fascism.
Yeah. yeah.
And then I watched that, and I'm like, I don't know about that one.
I don't
Chief.
Know if I would call Gundam anti-fascism. Yeah. Gundam is anti-war. Gundam 100% is anti-war.
It's like, 100% anti-war.
It is about the traumas of warfare and what yeah. it does to people.
Yeah.
But I also think Tomino's a centrist. I think Tomino's a coward.
Tomino, creator of
Gundam. Yeah.
Gundam.
The original
so did
writer.
So he's the original yeah. writer.
He's made the first three animes. He made that movie.
It's interesting then how, like, because now you're watching a new one where yeah. people have come in and have sort of made it less, I'm assuming, centrist.
Yeah.
And, like,
Well, the scale that they're at is less ideology focused and more focused on.
Oh, the human.
The human element.
The human element.
Interestingly, I've just started watching an OVA called Stardust Memory, which is basically the formation of how the Earth Federation became hyper-fascist. That's going to be super interesting for me.
That will be interesting. I'd be interested to see the spin on it.
Yeah, yeah. Surprise, everybody. We're a leftist Vocaloid podcast.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell from our theme music.
If you want to find a right-wing Vocaloid
good
podcast,
luck.
Yeah, first of all, good looks. Second of all, fuck. I don't know.
Fuck off. Get out of here. Get out of
you're
here.
You're in the wrong side of town, kid.
We and our Antifa goons are going to take you down. I think we should get into our Vocaloid.
Let's get into some Vocaloid. Let me just stretch into my Vocaloid skin and put on my Vocaloid skin suit, and let's get into some Vocaloid.
I am horrified.
I'm getting them as shocked of looks.
I don't want to consider that ever.
It's just a mascot suit, right? You know, except more skin tight.
It's
I
like
reckon.
Latex.
It's latex.
It's latex that looks like skin.
God, yes.
Awful. Who are we talking about this week?
This week, we are talking about Gumi.
Gumi. That is right.
Gumi.
Some background on Gumi. Gumi is based on the singer and voice actress Megumi Nakajima.
Yes.
Nakajima has voiced animes like Macross, has voiced Pokemon, has had a bit of an on and off musical career.
Wait, who was she in Pokemon?
Lyra?
Glee.
She voiced one of the Pokemon.
Wait, which one?
Oh, God. Give me a second.
This is very important. You're being tested.
It's definitely not the one I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was Milotic, but that's not right.
Lyra. Oh, yeah.
Meloetta.
Meloetta. The musical Pokemon, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Oh, okay. So she's done fairly recent.
Yeah.
Meluetta.
And she sort of had like an on and off musical career.
Yeah.
Like had a few years on, took a 2 or 3 year break, started back again now.
She's valid.
Oh yeah, 100%. Unfortunately for our second celebrity Vocaloid, it is harder to find facts about her than Gackt, because she is more valid than Gackt and less of a ridiculous personality.
Oh no, she's so valid. I she's just straight up sweet, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know much about her, but I'm going to assume sweetness.
She seems lovely.
She seems lovely. It's interesting because you mentioned her name was what's her name again?
Megumi Nakajima.
Megumi. And so character Gumi has been given a nickname, Megapoid.
Yes, that's the Vocaloid pack with Megapoid from her first name, Gumi from her bit of the second bit of the first name.
Yeah. I really like that. And also her design was heavily influenced on the character that she played in Macross.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Because I had some notes about her appearance. Into the appearance, soon we go. I was about to make that noise. I really appreciate how very retro space future she is.
Yes.
I'm going to make a pull here.
Yeah.
She looks like she's from the Space Channel 5 game for the Dreamcast. It's the one where you're a reporter who's reporting on an alien invasion and also dancing.
Yeah. Did she have pink hair?
Yes.
I think I knew that from a friend who had a Dreamcast.
We were rare. There was not many of us.
Yeah, no, fair. And like, video games were not a thing I got often as a child.
No. So you took your Space Channel 5 when you could.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I don't like how horny that was.
I'm horny for Space Channel 5.
I just love dancing so much.
I'm horny for the pink-haired anime girls.
I look at those aliens and I'm like, gotta dance.
Gotta dance fast.
I hate this. I hate this space we're in. No, but seriously, great appearance.
Oh,
I lots of variations that I like.
Yes, yes, she's got great variations.
I don't like that there's a variation where they explicitly made her barefoot.
Wait, what? I know there's one where she's holding her shoes, and that implies that she only is barefoot sometimes.
That seems semi-valid.
Not valid to be barefoot. I don't care what you subscribe
barefoot
to.
Barefoot is not legal.
Barefoot is not legal, not in this space. I don't fucking care. Even if your feet are fucking robot feet.
Oh, she totally is wearing her shoes. I never saw that.
Okay, cool.
Please don't draw Vocaloid's toes. That's my request for the world.
Don't draw a Vocaloid toes and send us their toes.
I just go for the Fire Emblem route and don't give them feet.
God, Fire Emblem is the most valid anime.
100%.
Purely for that reason.
Yeah, I love her bright colors.
I love her colors.
Just very happy.
So much. Because, like, yellow, orange, and green. Three colors very notably hard to work with.
Yeah.
And they made the bold choice of putting them all into one character.
One person, yeah, 100%.
It works
because, like, she is, from what I can tell, just looking at her, the most bubbly human being ever.
I know, right? She's so cute. I love her.
Gumi is valid.
Gumi is like one of my faves.
Yeah. Also the hints of like pink in there as well. Very cute.
Yes. She's so sweet.
It's so sweet. Just seriously good designs. I really like the V3 and V4. V2 is nice.
Yeah, V2 is nice, but V3 and 4, yeah. I agree. And like
V3, she looks like a Dragon Ball character. I just need to make that clear.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
She looks like someone Bulma would get mad at.
God, I am the person Bulma would get mad at.
That's my favorite personality quiz. Would Bulma get mad at you?
I'm going to make that. No, how do you identify it? Well, I'm the person Bulma gets mad at. I love how Gumi has like the... She's very clearly got that idol look. Probably because like inspired by Macross.
That what look, sorry?
Idol look.
Yes, 100%.
And like, it's so cute.
Hey, what is Macross? Is it a mech anime? Because I think it is.
No, see, I thought it was an idol anime.
I'm now living in hope that it's both.
A combination.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be very good. Oh, say the thing about how, like, fucking mech animes and magical girl animes are the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I stole this off the internet, so I'm not... This might not my original thought, but it's a very interesting thing I read about anime, which is that basically mecha anime and magical girl anime are the same thing, but for different audiences. They're both about being put into an idealized human form, but not having the like mental protection to protect you from the trauma that you enact in that form, like that you get in that form. So with mechas, it's a bunch of like 16-year-olds riding in giant mechas, killing people and then getting PTSD. And then in magical girls, I'm not as well versed in magical girls as well. in that same way, except for like Madoka Magica, and that's a trauma. That's a show that causes trauma.
Oh, dude, like, yeah, like, if you really want to get deep and edgy on all the magical girls, like, the young teenage girls going into fights with outer space creatures, like, that can be traumatic.
Yeah, like, it's intense.
It's intense.
Macross is a mecha idol anime, so I do need to watch that.
Oh, we're watching that. Oh, yes, we are watching that.
Music's an integral part to every Macross title by having significance in a series antagonist behavior towards it. Yes. Music idols play a central role to various stories.
Yes, 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 yes.
After the protagonist will be involved in a love triangle with a serious music idol. Gumi's good, though. Gumi is pretty. Gumi is cute. Gumi is valid.
I love Gumi's little goggles.
Yes.
I like, you wouldn't, okay, so if someone was to show me Gumi's design, not goggled.
Yes.
And they were like, and so now I'm going to add a pop of red in here. I would have gone, red and green? What am I, freaking Kris Kringle here? But it works.
It ain't Christmas time, baby.
It ain't Christmas time. I don't want no fucking Christmas Vocaloid.
The thing is, I have just like a weak spot for retrofuturism.
Yes.
I think like the 50s and 60s idea of space is kind of adorable.
Oh, I 100% agree with you.
Like space rockabilly. Somebody give space me more of it. Rock. All that kind of shit, right?
Oh my God.
So this is just a great look. This is designed for me to be very happy about. I'm overall positive on this.
No, same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big it's just positive. Happiness. Yeah.
It's good times.
I'm going to be very biased here because love Gumi.
You're so valid. I'm coming in as a newcomer who's never heard of Gumi before.
Get ready to meek freaking know it.
All I know is Gumi has a lot of songs on the wiki page.
She does. And I think that's...
She has like 702.
Yeah. I think that's due to her being... first of all, she was an English Vocaloid.
Yeah.
And, like, her English Vocaloid pack was pretty damn strong.
That makes sense.
Like, for her time, it was one of the best.
Yeah, I could tell from what people, like, have made with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need to get into personality, though.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay. Do you want to go first, expert, or shall I come in with my amateur takes?
I'm really interested to see your takes, because what I've seen is that opinions vary pretty differently.
Okay. The ones that I saw, I did only a perfunctory gaze. But it's basically that she's, like, just very friendly. She is a happy, bubbly, sweet character, yes, is what I'm seeing, which I really appreciate. And like, not to jump ahead to the voice aspect of it all, but like, her
slow
voice
down
matches
there,
that.
Partner.
What was that?
Slow down there, partner.
Slow down there. But like, no, her voice is usually like pretty bubbly in nature. It sounds 100%. Very happy. It's good.
Yes.
But Harper's now that 13-year-old boy walking forward with a shirt that says The Expert. So I'm really very keen to hear what he's got to say on the matter.
Well, see, here's my thing. Like, okay, overall, people have labeled her with the friendly personality, 100%. But then there's, like, differing opinions. Some are like, she's really shy and not outgoing and super, like, self-conscious.
Yeah.
While others are like, no, she's super confident and really outgoing and funny and loves jokes and not serious. Other people are like, she's really dumb. Other people are like, she's really smart.
Okay, there's a lot of different opinions.
A lot of contradictions. Yeah. So I've just picked out my favorite sort of like...
Can I add a little bit that I saw?
Yes.
In the thing that I saw that was like, she's super happy is that she's also very self-critical and like very happy, lovely person.
Yeah.
But also the kind of person who's like, oh, but did I mess up? Oh, geez. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I relate. So, you know, that's fine.
Oh, no, 100%. Like the way I have it is I've sort of combined these two things where she started off as like super self-conscious. A lot of people have labeled her like the weird, the different one. And yep. So she was super self-conscious about that. The quirky one. And then she got like, she just embraced it. And that's when the confidence came in.
Yeah, that tracks.
So actually my favorite piece I think is from, and I had to dig deep for this one. I'm so glad. I love this part of it because it means I just get to go to the most obscure places. I found this one in the Gaia Online archives.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this is the best. It was just a good discussion for this one. And it says, this one's, I'm going to read it verbatim. So I hope you don't mind. And also I know like my reading is not great. I'm better just off the cuff, but
yeah, that's all good.
I'm going to give it a shot. If one was to ever find themselves feeling down, this is the Vocaloid you would most want to cross your path. Gumi Megapoid is without a doubt the most carefree of all Vocaloids. With a bubbly, kind-hearted personality, Gumi is always trying to get people to smile. Her outgoing personality makes her easy to get along with for most people, though some can find her a little annoying. However, these people have a tendency to be downers in the first place. Gumi delights in all things cute, but never shies away from getting her hands dirty and enjoys sports of all sorts.
That's really sweet.
I
like that.
I love that. That is my favorite headcanon for her personality.
Yeah, 100%. I think Gumi's like just a positive personality.
It's super bubbly.
Like Gumi, people really like, and there's a lot of personality sources on her, which gives her an advantage over other characters we've had in the past. I like just having a person who is nice.
I think it's same. Good. Though, and then here's where I have to bring in a different thought.
Ooh.
Because I've noticed this more so with the songs.
Yeah.
And like this is typical of the Vocaloid fandom where they love to give these cute characters dark edges.
Yeah.
And so I often see a lot of Gumi's songs sort of being like about like a confused headspace or maybe not so stable mental state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the song that I chose today does that as well, I would say.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. But yeah.
It is that juxtaposition.
Yeah. And like some do them really well, some don't. And I think it's interesting that people seem to have chosen her as the one to maybe not project on, but to use.
Yeah. Do you think that's because of personality or do you think that's because of her voice?
I think it's more so because of her popularity.
Okay, yeah.
Probably her voice as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, a bit of both.
But overall, we're positive for her.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, fuck
I love her.
Yeah, this is a good egg and a delightful friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first with our music today.
Awesome, hit me, what you get?
I have gone for the mainstream. I've not done my weird, obscure, like, vocal metal that I could find. And I'm doing Echo by Crusher P today.
Oh, yes.
I've never heard this song before, dude, and it rules.
Before we go into it, I just want to say something about Echo. So around the time when Echo came out, the fandom was like, had died or was dropping off, basically. Like, and then suddenly this song comes out and everybody's talking about it. Suddenly this is the Vocaloid song back on the scene. Like, it got a fucking Living Tombstone remix.
Yep.
It's
41 million views.
41 million views. Like, Crusher P brought back some sort of level of just fuck yes to Vocaloid songs with this
it's
one.
It's really good.
And yeah.
So let's get into it.
Please can I be, please can I be colored, fallen, free? What the hell's going on? Can someone tell me please? Why is it too fast to them watching the phone TV? I'm back, then I'm lightless,
right. Okay, so folks, this song slaps way harder than it has any right to. It's so good.
Yes.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's just, it's a fun one. I think they use her voice really well because
it gets stuck in your head.
Yeah, it's so catchy.
Mm.
They used her voice really well. I think they went for like a lower tone than usual, a more serious tone, and I dig that. I dig that.
So Harper saw me as I found the song on YouTube.
Yes, you were bopping away.
And it's just like, this is the vibe of like, I said this to Harper, but like you can listen to a bunch of Vocaloid songs and you go, these are really nice songs, right?
Yeah.
And then you hear a song like this and you're like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
This is like, more people should know this song good. And of course, 41 million views. Like a lot of people know it already, but like so many people don't know Vocaloid, right? Like
exactly.
This is the kind of song that you show someone to be like, no, just check how fucking good this is.
Like I'm willing to bet people have heard this before and not realized it was Vocaloid.
Yeah, 100%. And like seen the Living Tombstone remix or whatever.
100%.
Which less views, but still different audience.
Different audience.
It's okay. I'm of two minds of Gumi's voice.
Yes.
It's great. It is a really good voice.
Yes.
I like that it has a very digital effect to it that a bunch of users, a very digital sound to it that a lot of producers use quite well.
100%.
But it doesn't sound like Megumi.
And?
Well, so here's the thing, right? Of like, if you listen to Gakpo, we gave Gakpo points because it was gacked and it was meant to be gacked and it was going for the gacked feel.
That's true.
I'm like asking myself, do I take away points because this doesn't sound like the person it's meant to be? But on the other hand, it's so good.
It's so good is the thing. Okay, here's my thing. I haven't listened to the actual voice actor.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual voice sounds like.
Yeah.
And like to me, if they don't mash up, I think that's kind of cool because that means they've taken something and made something more.
That's a really
out
fair point.
It.
Yeah, 100%.
And so like, yeah, that's a positive for me.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Let's hear your song.
All right. Mine's called It's a Wonderful Cat's Life.
Here's the hot take, folks.
Yes.
Gumi's good.
Gumi's good. She's so fun in that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, again, she has that digitized sound to the voice, which I actually really like. Like, same. It's what I want more from Vocaloids. I like when I like when it does depart from the typical just trying to be as human as possible.
Yeah, like it works better.
I know I'm contradicting myself with my very own statements earlier, but like, I like both things. This is my issue. That's I like
so,
both.
That's so fair. That's so fair.
What are your thoughts on the voice? Is it just good?
I just love it. Yeah. It's like Miku's, but it's not as high-pitched. And for some reason, that really dives with me.
It almost feels stronger than Miku's.
That's what it is. It's stronger than Miku's.
Like, she soared in popularity. I remember I was reading on her first release that, like, it was not popular at first.
Yeah.
Like, really not popular.
Yeah.
And then suddenly she, like, surged up the rankings with...
Because she's good,
right? Like, people just were sleeping on her. She has even more songs in the top 100 rankings than other Krypton future vocalists, so like more than Lin and Ren and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Her popularity peaked in 2013 when she received a sudden increase in interest. Guess what? Gumi good.
Gumi's so good.
Which means we have to rank Gumi.
Okay, her up against Kaido. Okay, let's go appearance. I prefer her appearance to Kaido.
Yeah, I do as well. It's Kaido's good JRPG protagonist, but he's also kind of basic in that regard.
He's too basic. Gumi adds just more flair, just more fun.
Personality... She doesn't have a purpose thing associated with her.
Yeah.
And like Kaito, I couldn't find a cohesive thing on him.
Exactly.
So
I think
Gumi wins that.
Gumi wins that.
Voice Gumi.
Gumi.
Like I like you, Kaito, but Gumi.
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 Yeah.
Which means from Kaito, we're gonna go to Gakpo.
Gakpo. Okay.
Because this is an interesting one. They're both celebrity vocaloids, right?
They're both celebrity vocaloids.
This is a really tough one.
Both of their like designs are fun.
They are. I think Gumi's is better. I can't believe I'm saying this. I love how extra Gakpo is.
Yes.
But Gumi is more cohesive. She's extra in a more cohesive way.
Definitely.
She has a clear aesthetic.
Definitely.
As opposed to just Cyber Samurai with as many frilly bits on top of it.
Yeah, he's very much a mashed together sort of thing where she's,
Gumi is retro future. Gumi is Space Channel 5 to me, and like I love that.
Yes, same.
So wins in that. Personality, Gumi.
Gumi.
You just Gumi.
You can't gack your way out of this one, boy.
Voice is a tough one for me because I really like Gakpo's voice.
That's fair.
But that's still two positives against him.
Yeah, so and like I personally like remembering from my Vocaloid days, if you asked me to listen to a Gak song or a Gumi song, I'd always choose Gumi.
You choose Gumi? Yeah, that's fair. I'm 100% biased in that I like my weird metal, so.
Valid.
Thank you. And that means that Gumi is up against Lin and Ren. The first, real challenge here.
This is the actual fight now.
Designs.
They both have good cohesive designs.
Yes. Lin and Ren have the advantage of the two, like, being made to be cohesive to each other. I did have the names written incorrectly in my ranking, by the way. I did have Lin and Ren, not Rin and Len.
Should we have this as, like, a live doc that people can access?
I'll probably do that at some point, yeah.
Awesome.
Think I like Gumi's.
Give me a reason.
I like her color scheme. Because she makes difficult-to-work-with-colors work really well.
And she's got more colors than just black, white, and yellow.
It is a lot happening in a way that I very much enjoy.
Same.
I like the tails on her coat.
Yes, I love the tails on her coat.
The leggings are nice. My only complaint is I wish they didn't like have a gap just before the shoe line.
Yeah, fair.
But like overall, I think I prefer her look more than Rin and Len's like over socks that they have.
Yeah, that one always confused me because I'm not sure what they're meant to be.
They're like wrestling kick pads. So I think I give it to Gumi. Who do you give it to?
Gumi.
Gumi. Excellent. Boom. Easy. Personality.
Personality. Again, there's so much more on Gumi than there is on the twins.
Yeah, which is surprising.
Yeah, which is very surprising. The twins sort of like, I feel like one is a little less if the other's not there.
Yeah. They have to be a cohesive whole.
They have to be a cohesive whole.
Which is why we ranked them together.
Yeah.
But that's also a counter against them, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Gumi wins in personality. And voice, I like Gumi.
Yeah, no, Gumi. 100% Gumi.
Well, that, folks, shows us the best Vocaloid of all time, much to Harper's delight, absolute sheer joy, is the one, the only, Gumi.
Gumi is the best Vocaloid. Print it on a shirt. Stick it on your dad's forehead. Gumi is the best Vocaloid.
Best Vocaloid of all time. Sweet Anne, the worst Vocaloid of all time still. this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see where that one goes.
That's amazing.
Thank you all for listening to us just rant about so many things.
So many things.
I hope that you all have a wonderful day. Find us on Twitter @LloydRates.
Yep.
Find us on Tumblr at rate-r-lloyd.tumblr.com.
Yep, yep.
Find me on Twitter at piratekilljoy. Find Harper at harpsmonty.
Sup. We're also posting highlights now to our YouTube channel, which we've just given a very vague name in case we do future projects, and it's just called Monty Managing.
Monty Managing, it's very good.
And yeah, the first episode's highlight is up there.
Check out them toes. That's what that episode is.
Check out them toes. Also, like, send me a message on Twitter if you think there's other, like, shorts that should be
up 100%.
On the highlights.
Give us suggestions. The other thing I'll say is if you disagree with us, please message us. I would love to get into debates.
God, yes.
Debate me about Vocaloid, please.
Debate us about Vocaloid.
Let's go.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening. Have a fantastic day.
Bye.
We will see you all next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.